high, but I think it's alright, girl. Yeah, I think it's alright, girl. Ooh. She's falling in love now.
Falling in love now.
Losing
control now. Yo, what's going on, family? Welcome to another episode of Tariq Radio. I'm your gracious host. My name is Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in. We're going to have a quick show today. I'm busy as a beaver. I'm in the middle of film production, so I wanted to chop it up with the family before I got real busy today. But I'm here, so we're going to chop it up. The phone number is 818-850-5404. That is the number. What we're going to do, family, we're going to take that real quick commercial break. And I mean, it's going to be quick. It's going to be a quick one. So y'all don't move a muscle. Hold tight. We'll be right back on Tariq Radio.
Master the game and join dating and life coach Mr. Locario live in New York City on Saturday, March 25th in Times Square for the Bad Boy Seminar. Mr. Locario has some exclusive realistic approaches to the dating game that will help you be successful with women. Purchase your tickets at MrLocario.com. Space is extremely limited, so pick up your tickets today at MrLocario.com. That's MrLocario.com. MrLocario.com.
You are now tuning in to the king of games, Tariq Elite.
VictoryUnlimitedShow.com.
On today's mission, we're going to talk about sex as a weapon. The top 12 reasons why so many good men are still single. 7 characteristics of a good woman. How being friends with benefits can backfire on you. Dumb dating moves you make with smartphones. Dating, relationships, and life is war. Fight to win.
If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find it, maybe you can hear the Victory Unlimited show.
What's up, family? You need to check out the brand new website called ashkicking.com. Now, that is a black-owned business that sells fragrance products. It has unique incense burners, scented candles, incense sticks, and health and beauty products. They have body butter, hair moisturizer, face moisturizer, the whole nine yards. It's 2017. There is no reason for any of y'all to be crispy and ashy out here in these streets. Go to ashkicking.com. That's ashkicking.com.
The most intense new video game app has now arrived. A medieval kingdom has been plagued with chaos and disorder. An evil force has dominated the land. And now it is up to the bravest knights to fight back the demonic forces and bring justice to the kingdom of the Moors. Play the newest, most exciting battle fight game app ever, Moorish Kingdom. Available at MoorishKingdom.com.
You are now tuning in to the king of games, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
Put some respect on my name.
Yo, what's going on, fam? We are back right here on Tariq Radio. I am your gracious host, Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody back. How y'all doing? What is good with y'all? The phone number again is 818-850-5404. That is the number. Call me. Let's chop up some game. And like I said, we're right in the middle of doing the we're in production of 1804. We're filming the movie about Haiti now. Well, we're getting production popping out here in Los Angeles. And I've been asking, I need some martial art dudes, man. I still need a couple of more. We're filming tomorrow. If you are in L.A., I'm going to say it again. If you're in L.A., hold on, man. My phone is ringing like crazy. Y'all give me a second. Hello? Let's dial 07. Yes. Okay. All right. So I got a lot. I'm running around like crazy. People are calling. I got people dropping stuff off at the crib right now. So y'all bear with me. Hold on 1 second. I'm doing all this shit live. I could stop the show, but I'm not. Hold on. I am not going to stop. I'm a chop up game with y'all while I'm handling business. That's why the show has been delayed. I've been trying to get this shit together. Hold on 1 second. Y'all bear with me 1 second. I got to text Peanut something. Hold on. And the phone number is 818-850-5404. So y'all bear with me. All right. My phone has been ringing off the damn hook because we got so many actors and extras and makeup people and camera people. So we're organizing all that. And this is like last minute stuff. We got to get the production vehicles there. So it's a lot of stuff that goes into getting these movies together. But like I said, we need some more martial art dudes. That's another thing. I need some brothers who are thorough. The problem is I've been asking for some brothers who are thorough in martial arts. I mean, thorough. I mean, can do some real fly shit. So we've been getting cats from other cities hit me up, which is pointless. I tell you all the time, if you're in another city and we need casting here, I mean, it's just pointless for you to send an email because, number one, we can't fly you out at the last minute for, like, short scenes like that. You ain't going to come out yourself because a lot of dudes be like, yeah, man, I'll come on out there, man. Y'all put me in it. And niggas talk that, but you ain't coming out. You know, niggas going to have a million excuses. So cats from other cities just be sending shit in for attention. So we don't want time-wasting niggas. And then the people out here who's sending stuff, they on some Dragonfly Jones shit. It's like the skills are whack. So we don't need no Dragonfly Jones-ass niggas out here. You dig? Email me. If you a martial art dude and you look like you could be Haitian, email me right now so we can get you in the goddamn movie. Let's stop fucking around. My email is info@TariqElite.com. Now, y'all, if you're in another city, don't even bother. But all my L.A. dudes, email me. Don't email me somebody you know. We ain't got time for that shit. Email me if you know you got some skills. You know you got some skills. Email me. That's another thing. People be sending me videos of other niggas. Hey, I know this dude who do MMA. No. If you got skills with the martial art game, email me. We'll get you in. We don't want no niggas showing up silent. We don't need no Dragonfly fucking Jones. No Bruce Leroy's. My goodness. But anyway, man, there's a few things I want to talk about. Let me get a couple of calls while I'm here, because I got to get up out of here in a minute. I'm so busy today. What's up? Who's calling?
Hello there. This is Sister KC, Ellen Moore from Kansas City, Missouri. How are you doing today?
I'm good, beloved. How are you?
I'm doing well. So good to catch you this afternoon listening to your show.
Yes, ma'am.
Just wanted to touch bases with you about the real white supremacy in Kansas City and how I've had to basically stay on code with my employer and not back down to their deny, deflect.
Okay.
And so I just wanted to definitely call in and tell you thank you for pushing the message for us to stay on code, and that in 2017, no need to pussyfoot. Call it out. Stand up for it.
Go ahead, sister.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I was just saying that, and to reinforce what you're saying, that in 2017, no need to coon down.
Yes.
Stand up. White supremacy is real. Call them out. Do not accept the I didn't know, or is white 'cause it's right type of deal, and just to stand up and just to thank you for putting that word out there and to not never back off what you're saying. So
yes.
Thank you. Didn't want to hold you up, but keep doing what you're doing. Looking forward to 1804, and I'm here to support you.
Well, thank you so much, beloved. Thank you so much. Man, yeah, it's time to stand up to this bullshit, man, because this is what I wanted to talk about today, man. The white supremacists, look, they are desperate right now, and they're on a jihad. They are on a jihad right now. They are very desperate, and they're waging a holy war. They're waging a straight-up holy war against melanoid people globally, especially here. And there's a case in New York where this white supremacist drove up, I think he was in Baltimore, I think. He drove up to New York City. His name is James Jackson. And he drove there specifically to target black people. he wanted to kill a black person. And the reason why he wanted to go to New York and kill a black person, because this is, these are his words. He said that's his, New York is the media capital. He wanted to get maximum exposure. So he wanted to take one for the team. This is a white sacrifice. And understand, a lot of these white sacrifices will sacrifice themselves for the religion of white supremacy. So this guy drove up very calmly, very coolly, drove up there, very calculated, drove to New York. He saw different random black men. He saw one black man, and you know how cowardly white supremacists are. They always go for the soft targets. So there was this elderly black man, damn near 70 years old, who was out collecting cans. And I always say that they always try to attack the elderly, the women, and the children. That's who the white supremacists go for. That's why when you see a lot of these shootings, a lot of children are targeted. So he targeted this black man named Timothy Kaufman, elderly brother, and stabbed him with a sword, killed the brother. And he said, hey, you need to arrest me. He told the police, he confessed. Yes, I did it. And I did it because I don't like black people. I don't like black men in particular. He was very open. And something he said that was very interesting. He said, I don't like how black men are romantically involved with white women. Now, who does that sound like? That's what Dylann Roof was talking about. That's that Dylann Roof. That's exactly what Dylann Roof was talking about. They got a problem with black men having sexual relations with white women because they, and black people have to understand this, the white supremacists, people in white supremacy society, they believe that black male sex with white women is an act of warfare. They've always said that. Dr. Francis Cress Welsing was telling us this for 40-something years. This is exactly what she was saying. In the minds of a white supremacist, sexual relationships, black men having sexual relationships with white women, that's a weapon. They look at that as us waging war on them. This is why they cry about white genocide. This is why they had those miscegenation laws, and they had those, they would lynch and cut off the black man's penis. The penis was a weapon. The black male penis has always been a weapon. This is why black folks don't understand why you're constantly being attacked. Why are they, I'm so nice, I don't have anything, I don't have any money, I don't have no status, I don't have a career. Why are they still attacking me? Because you still have a weapon that could annihilate white genetics in their mind, and that's the black penis. They've always been targeting the black male and the black male penis. That's what it's all about. So this guy went for a soft target, but that's not the kicker of this thing. He went on a holy war. He went on a jihad. He sacrificed himself for white supremacy, but that's not the kicker. The thing that's interesting about this story is the way the media has portrayed this guy. The media, they are engaging in some of the most yellow journalism I've ever seen. And this shows how the media is the propaganda arm of white supremacy. Several stories have come out about this guy. The New York Post, I want y'all to Google what I'm saying, just the headlines. The New York Post, this guy's a terrorist. This guy committed an act of terror. It was premeditated terror. The New York Post, their headline by, I'm going to give you the writer's name, Daniel Prendergast at the New York Post. His headline says, well-dressed suspect in fatal stabbing surrenders to cops. When was the last time you heard somebody talk about a killer terrorist being well-dressed? Well-dressed suspect. You can't make this bullshit up. That's why I'm telling y'all to Google it so y'all don't think I'm just sitting here whistling Dixie. A well-dressed suspect. And a step further, several newspaper publications, they've been gloating over this guy a little bit. They have these kind descriptions of him. They're calling him a white army vet. They're giving him all of these dignified names instead of what he is, a white supremacist terrorist. He just martyred himself for white supremacy, and these media outlets are protecting him. The New York Daily News. This is what was in the New York Daily News yesterday, and I posted this on Twitter, and that went viral. A lot of people started to retweet it. But part of the article says, it's talking about the stabbing, and it goes on to say, on Tuesday night, cops released a surveillance video of the attacker shown bolting from the stabbing, dressed in a sharp overcoat. What the fuck? These people are talking about how nice and how sharp and how dashing and well-dressed the guy is. When do you ever hear anybody talk like that about a murder suspect? Not even a suspect, somebody who confessed to murder. This dude committed a heinous act, and they're talking about, oh, that's a nice coat, though. They're coddling this dude. They're giving him that Jeffrey Dahmer treatment. They did the same thing with Jeffrey Dahmer. When there's a white supremacist killer, and that's what Jeffrey Dahmer was. He was a white supremacist because he was targeting mainly black men. They don't really focus on that. They like to focus on, you know, well, he was hurt as a child. He hurt animals as a baby. You know, they focus on stupid shit, but they don't focus on the fact that damn near 90% of his targets were black men. He was a damn white supremacist, Jeffrey Dahmer. And they let him just walk off and sashay off in the courtroom with no handcuffs. They were very relaxed with Jeffrey Dahmer. And they do that when they are white serial killers and white terrorists, when they terrorize black people. They glorify them in a passive-aggressive way. They use different language with them. And with this guy, they're talking about how nice and how well-dressed he is, and he's a war veteran. They're gloating over this guy. But listen to what they say about the suspect. The victim, the innocent black man who got killed. So they're talking about how sharply dressed this killer is. And the New York Daily News goes on to say, the suspect is being held at the station house, sources say. Authorities were expected to announce his arrest Wednesday afternoon. Kaufman, the victim who got killed, lived in transitional housing on West 36th Street. He has 11 prior arrests, including for marijuana, assault, resisting arrest, and menacing. Several news organizations have pointed out that this innocent black man who was killed, they have pointed out repeatedly that he has a record, that he's been arrested several times, as if that has anything to do with the price of tea in China. There's no reason to bring up this man's criminal record or arrest record. It has nothing to do with anything, but that's the white supremacist media using dog whistle language to other white supremacists. What they're saying is, we understand you're waging a holy war, and we're going to hold you down. We're giving you a green light to wage this holy war. If you wage this holy war on those people, we're not going to demonize you. We're going to give you just what you want. We're going to give you fame and infamy. Because that's what these white supremacists are doing. They're like, my life ain't shit, but I can be a hero in the white supremacist community, so let me martyr myself. And the white supremacist media is fully on board with it. It's a Nazi state, family. Several news organizations are pointing out how the black victim, this innocent old black man collecting cans, ain't harming nobody, ain't doing nothing to nobody. Well, he did. He got stabbed in the chest by a white supremacist, but he did get arrested a lot of times. So what they're saying it's justifiable. That's them justifying killing random black people. They're giving these white supremacists a pass. Black folks, you gotta be ready. We gotta understand that these people are waging warfare. people like Richard Spencer. He was on Twitter the other day talking about, well, after the revolution, we're going to do this, that. So I listen to these white extremists because they tell you the real. And they are getting fully on code. And if you're not on code, they will reprimand you. Just like that Tommy Lauren lady, that bimbo who does that bimbo babble. They have her doing all the white supremacist talking points in her little bimbo way. Well, she got off code and they suspended her show for a while. Tommy Lauren, you know, they let her talk all types of greasy, crazy troll shit about black people and they prop her up. But Tommy Lauren had some pro-choice words that she said. She had some kind of pro-choice message. So she was like against abortion and she was pro-choice. I forgot what she said. I don't know exactly what she said, but I know that she had this kind of pro-choice stance, and the white supremacists, they don't play that game when it comes to white people, especially white women. They don't like that pro-choice shit. Pro-choice means you can abort your kid if you want to. And the white supremacists, again, they understand that the white supremacists are dying off. They need to replenish their numbers. So they are really getting on code with white women about those abortions. That's why Trump and all these people, they're talking about reversing Roe versus Wade. They're talking about reversing these abortion laws so that these white women can't have these abortions. Because it's all about replenishing their numbers. See, you got to look at the rhyme and reason behind everything these white supremacists do. Everything they do at the end of the day, when you peel the layers back, it's all about replenishing and strengthening white supremacy. They're getting desperate at this point. And all that, I'm pro-choice. No, this is why these white supremacists are going with these Asian women, because these Asian women know how to get in line. That's why they're kind of funny style about the white women now, because see, these white women get a little uppity and they start saying, well, I don't want to have no baby right now. Like, hold on, bitch. You need to get on point. You ain't gonna get on point. Go sit over there in the corner with the niggers. They want the white women to be in line and do what the hell they're told. All that pro-choice stuff. No, they're letting white women know, if you're going to be on that pro-choice shit, I'm going to go over to the Philippines and get me a little Asian chick, or China and get me a little Asian chick who knows how to act, goddammit, if you ain't going to act right. And we'll deal with these little Hapa kids. They look kind of white. That's good enough for us. There's a reason why I've been telling y'all this for the last few weeks. This whole white male Asian woman thing is a big thing now. You know, they got that shit big over there in Russia, Eastern. That's why Trump and all those people are real clicked in with Russia. That shit is big over there. Them having these Hapa kids, that's the next step. They're trying desperately to replenish their numbers. There was another story that came out today that's talking about middle-aged working-class white people are dying off now. Several people sent me a story today about these middle-aged white working class people are dying off more than black people. Where's this? I got to find the article. Somebody in the chat room, send me that article if you can. I'm trying to do all this stuff and while I'm live on the air. Let me see if I could find it while I'm talking live on the air, because I want to read some stuff on that. Because this thing is serious, man. We got to understand these people are waging warfare. They're looking at us as the natural enemy, and we're just walking around like sitting ducks. We need to understand the game. Okay, this is it right here. Shout out to Justin Bissau. He sent this, and a few other people sent this too. So it says, working class white Americans are now dying in middle age at faster rates than minority groups. Now that's one. There's another version of this same article I want to read, because the language was more direct in the other article, White Supremacy Out of Control. Where's that? I want to get the one. Okay, this is the one. The language is a little more direct in this article. All right. This article just came out, I think, today. Let me make sure when it came out. I think it came out today. It says, death rates rise, but white adult studies find increases in death of despair from drugs and alcohol related to liver diseases and suicide. So it says two. Hold on. What is this? Hold on. I hate when it says to read the full story, subscribe or sign in. Now I can't read the whole goddamn thing. I read it on my phone. Oh, I hate them janky ass things that make you sign in to read a damn story. Hold on. Let me see if I can try to read it again. Okay, it's not letting me read the whole story. I want to read this whole story, and it's not letting me read it. It was on the Wall Street Journal. If somebody in the chat room can give me the link, that would be great. Because the language was very interesting. It was talking about how usually middle-aged black people have the highest death rates. Now, middle-aged white people have passed that. So whenever that happens, they really go on alert. There's already a problem with these white supremacists dying off in all of these states around the country. Now, the middle-aged white people are dying. It was the elderly, now it's the middle-aged. So they're on alert right now. They're majorly on alert right now. And you're going to see more of these white supremacists like James, whoever his name is, this guy. They're going to start going on these white supremacist jihads, and they're going to go for soft targets. That's why we need to start having protection mechanisms in order to deal with these white supremacists. Because I'm looking at the news and I'm looking at pictures. I mean, this white supremacist who killed this black man in New York, he got all types of bulletproof vest on. He has like a hazmat suit on, all types of security. They're protecting him. They're giving him that Dylan Roof treatment, the Dylan Roof Burger King package, where they sit up here and coddle you and feed you and protect you, and they walk you around and make sure nobody's harming you. Look, when you see a white supremacist harming any person, this is what I'm saying. All that standing around yelling with a fucking camera, don't do that, that's fucked up. You get a brick and knock them in the fucking head if you see them harming a black person. If you see any of these white supremacists out here, white supremacists and wannabe white supremacists in the form of one of these Asian wannabe white supremacists harming a black person, bust them in the fucking head with a brick. They want to sit up and martyr themselves and go to prison and get propped up and all this old bullshit and possibly get book deals. Nah. And get money sent to them and possibly get off. Because understand, this guy right here, even though he confessed to whatever, he can still do an insanity plea. Because that's what I'm waiting on. I'm waiting on one of these non-police white supremacists to get off doing this. Because in New York, there was another case a few days ago where a brother got beat up. It was... he called 911 as he was getting his ass whooped. It's on tape, and the cops got off. So we know that they're just not going to punish any race soldier posing as a cop for harming a black person under no circumstances. Even if you get shot on camera, they're not going to do anything. They got that locked down. But now when they start letting civilians do it, that's another thing. They're going to start letting white supremacist civilians say, okay, you can go ahead and kill them, and we're not going to punish you. And then they are going to really get buck wild, because now you can't tell who's going to come at you. See, like with a police officer, you kind of know how to act. But now if it's some random white supremacist running around here, like Zimmerman, for example. Zimmerman is a perfect example. He's not a cop. But they're going to have more Zimmermans, more Dylan Roofs out here, because these white supremacists are going on a jihad. And they're trying to get to the point where they can do it and get off. And they're sacrificing themselves for this. They want to do it to the point where one of them will get off doing it, where it's perfectly okay to do so. Somebody said allow links in the room. Let me allow links, because I'm almost done with the show. All right, I'm allowing links right now in the show. But again, y'all, I'm about to get out of here. I told you it was going to be a quick show. Look, but I still need some of my martial art dudes for the film. We're filming tomorrow out here in LA. I need some brothers who can do martial arts thorough. None of that Dragonfly Jones shit. None of that Bruce Leroy shit. Somebody who's very thorough, especially if you know capoeira. If you know that, that's perfect. But come through. Email me if you're available. Don't email me and then be like, hey, man, I got to work at Subway tomorrow. No. My email is info@tariqelite.com. Info@tariqelite.com, family. Let me get up out of here, y'all. It's been real. Had to do a short show. Go to HiddenColorsFilm.com to get Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4. Ladies and gentlemen, go to 1804movie.com to get that film. You dig? And I'm going to holler at you this Sunday on Ustream.